This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The nation's most prominent Democrats put aside their differences for a rare show of unity at a massive barbecue dinner last night here in Washington. They hailed Massachusetts Senator John Kerry as the party's new leader and pledged to help him win the presidency in November. The dinner also set a record for a Democratic fundraiser by collecting more than $11 million. NPR's David Wellner was there.
The Democratic Unity Dinner was an extravaganza with all the kind of hoopla you'd expect at an all-star sports tournament.
And now, please welcome President Jimmy Carter.
There on the same stage were the two living former Democratic presidents, former Vice President Al Gore, party chairman Terry McAuliffe, and nearly all this year's Democratic presidential contenders, all jostling to get close to a beaming John Kerry. Former Texas Governor Ann Richards thanked Republicans for, as she put it, driving Democrats into each other's arms this year.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are so united that before their wives got wind of it, Joe Lieberman and Al Sharpton were on their way to San Francisco for a marriage license.
But this Democratic love fest only sprang up after a long political winter. Al Gore, who was an early backer of Howard Dean, gave full credit to Kerry for having prevailed.
I didn't support John Kerry. President Carter didn't support John Kerry. President Clinton didn't support John Kerry. Terry McAuliffe didn't support John Kerry in the primaries. John Kerry earned the nomination of this party. He won it the hard way. He got out there and he fought for it.
And former President Carter, who usually avoids this kind of party pep rally, had some advice to offer independent presidential contender Ralph Nader.
Ralph, go back to umpiring softball games or examining the rear end of automobiles, and don't risk costing the Democrats at White House this year as you did 4 years ago.
The other former president, Bill Clinton, sounded last night like he was running for office himself. But Clinton also made a point of giving some credit to the former Vermont governor, who he said helped revitalize the campaign.
When this primary started, Howard Dean was the first person who legitimized it for all of us to say, we don't like what's going on here.
Clinton also gave credit to John Kerry for doing something that he and others who've been in the White House did not do.
In the Vietnam era, which marked us all, most young men, including the president, the vice president, and me, most of us could have gone to Vietnam and didn't go. And John Kerry said, send me.
For all of Clinton's deference to Kerry, he was a tough act to follow. Kerry promised a presidency that would continue what Clinton started.
We know how to create jobs. With President Clinton and Al Gore and the remarkable economic team they had leading this country, we not only created those 23 million new jobs, we turned vast budget deficits into record surpluses for America that could have and should have been used to protect Medicare and Social Security.
For Kerry, it was a night that marked a turning point in his campaign. With long, hard months ahead of competing for the general election, he confessed being seized by a desire as he saw the two former Democratic leaders wowing the crowd.
And I wanted to ask both President Clinton and President Carter, what are you doing every night for the next 8 months?
Kerry's going to do some campaigning himself over the weekend. He heads to Michigan today to deliver what's billed as a major speech on jobs. Missouri is his destination tomorrow. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.